Good morning. These are your local headlines from the San Diego Union-Tribune. I'm David Clary, and today is Thursday, September 21st. The state's highest court is being asked to weigh in on the in-limbo ballot measure seeking to raise San Diego's hotel tax to finance an expansion of the convention center. On Wednesday, the city of San Diego filed a petition for review with the California Supreme Court, asking it to consider whether what's known as Measure C was, in fact, a citizens' initiative, as opposed to a government-sponsored measure requiring a supermajority vote. Three members of the San Diego Civil Service Commission voted to fire Personnel Director Douglas Edwards this week, the latest development in an effort to transfer authority for city hiring from the independent department to the mayor's office. Edwards was dismissed in a 3-2 vote, with the majority votes all cast by appointees of Mayor Todd Gloria. Commission President Tammy Lynn, who was on the losing end of the vote, resigned from the panel hours after the firing. San Diego's community college system has approved an annual budget that includes a $75 million state grant for student affordable housing and ends the district's years-old hiring freeze. But officials say they have to delay facility maintenance projects and buying new classroom equipment because of a lack of funding. This year is the first time the San Diego Community College District approved a budget that topped $1 billion. You can find more news online at sandiegouniontribune.com. Thanks for listening.